There are a number of historians, analysts, social commentators who are drawing parallels between the ancient Roman Empire and what we're calling the new American Empire. Probably one of the most preeminent is the acclaimed historian Chalmers Johnson, who's in a number of his books has talked about the parallels. One of the parallels he focuses on most, however, is military expansionism. His thesis is that you cannot preserve a democracy at the same time financing and promoting a worldwide foreign empire. We have, as far as we know, and statistics are not that easy to get a hold of from the government, over 500,000 Americans spread around the globe in 130 countries. We have massive standing armies. We're in a constant state of war, an increasing military budget, the military-industrial complex that Dwight Eisenhower warned against. We've become subservient to that. What it means is that we're spending vast amounts of money to finance these wars, which is completely draining the American economy. We spend approximately $1 billion a day to finance the war in Iraq, just the war in Iraq, not our other military operations. And the present state of the economy shows exactly where this is leading to, and the Romans faced the same problem with their expanding military empire. They were draining their finances at home. Spending is out of control. We have a deflated dollar. Every time you go to the store, things cost more. We're horribly in debt to foreign countries, some of them totalitarian regimes like China. We owe $854 billion to China alone, which means, and a number of commentators are noting this, is that when you owe this much money to foreign empires, they can dictate policy and at some points hold the country hostage. David Walker, the former comptroller of the United States, who just recently resigned, has drawn some daunting parallels between the ancient Roman Empire and the American Empire. Walker, although an economist, focuses on the moral decline in America, the right of the average citizen to even know what is right or what is wrong. I hear fundamentalists say that America is an immoral country. I disagree. I think America is an amoral country. People have lost any concept of what was right or wrong. And again, that goes back to our history. Most people don't know the religious founding of our country, why we hold certain values, the fact that it was a religious people that brought forth the freedoms in our Constitution. Another apt parallel between the American Empire and the Roman Empire is bread and circuses. The Romans were, by the time that the empire was declining, totally in the bread and circuses, the gladiators in Rome. People were caught up in entertainment. Well, just look at the landscape of America today. America is an entertainment, completely absorbed culture. Even our television and news is entertainment now. We can't get adequate news because all the news commentators want to talk about is the latest celebrity gossip. What this means is, like the citizens in Rome, Americans have lost the ability to think. People often ask me, what is the biggest problem you see with America in terms of the American people? My response routinely is, we don't think analytically anymore, and that's because we don't read. Another parallel between the two empires is the corrupt political system. Rome had become horribly corrupt. In fact, most don't know that the Roman Senate was debating what to do about the barbarians invading them, and the barbarians were already marching down through the streets of Rome. The same type of corruption is hitting our major political institutions. Just a cursory read of the internet and your local newspaper, you'll see politicians who are being indicted virtually on a daily basis for stealing money from the American taxpayers. Cullen Murphy, in his book, Are We Rome, written just last year, believes that we are headed toward decline. Just much like the Roman Empire. Murphy poses three scenarios for the future. One is the Fortress America scenario, and that is when we become totally consumed with security and the office of the president expands until he essentially becomes a dictator. Second is the city-state scenario, where central power completely becomes weakened and the country breaks up into sections, and much like you had in the Civil War, except you'll have different factions, and the United States as we know it will no longer exist. The third scenario is what Murphy calls the boardroom scenario, and that's when the corporations actually take over, everything is so-called privatized, and we move into a corporate state, what many would call fascism. What can we do? Is there any way to stall this process? Well, in my opinion, it's going to be very, very difficult. We the people, we forget that's how the Constitution starts out. We're to hold our government accountable. We haven't done that. We let the scoundrel stay in Congress. We let our president run amok with power. We let him conduct wars without getting the approval of Congress. We let him flaunt the Constitution on a daily basis. So what can we do? Well, it's time for us to do our job. I believe that it starts with one person, the revolution. Then you have two people, then maybe three, here and there. I think there are things we can do, but we're going to have to do it ourselves. We can't count on Washington to do it. If the average American citizen does not start doing their job and doesn't act and help start a revolution in this country and changing things around, I believe the decline of the American empire is a certainty.